Okay, stop sulking. I mean it. No, no, don't yawn. Oh, come on, guys. This app is great. It's entertaining. It's all the things that make an app a neat little Mac app. No, stop. You're doing it again. What's wrong with you? Are you listening to Ziz in the background or something? Check out this review, okay? Just judge later and give it a shot. You won't regret it. Episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, Quinn. There's no promo code in this episode because Quinn is a freeware application, so no licenses are needed. Keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast, so everything I talk about can be seen in the artwork window in iTunes or on your iPod, and if there is something to click on, you can do that there as well. First, I'll start with apologizing for the terrible audio quality. I'm using my terrible audio quality. Considering that this audio comes from a webcam, it's kind of good. But I got myself into a Final Cut Pro course, and therefore I have to go to Amsterdam for 5 days. And the first 2 days were Thursday and Friday last week, and I forgot my whole rig at work at Wednesday evening. So now I have to do this with my iSight webcam. It works, but let's say it's not quite the quality I would like it to have. I also want to give a quick shout out to Steve from the Mac Attack podcast at macattack.us. And I want to thank him for playing my promo. Now, the new show of Steve hasn't aired yet. So I don't know if I'll be in that show or in the next one, but in fact I took it upon myself to send promos for Neat Little Mac Apps to a lot of different podcasts. Now, instead of sending the same promo to all kinds of other podcasters, I went about the same way as JC Hutchins, the podcaster who writes the podcast novel Seventh Son. Very good podcast, you should check it out. And he had an interview with Joseph Nilo from the Podcaster Confessions podcast, in which he told that he made tailored promos, meaning that he would tailor his promo to fit in the show or to have a lot of references to the show that he sent his promo to. And I did the same thing. I really thought that's a great idea. And so I tailored a podcast for the Mac Attack podcast. And I sent it to Steve, and he was happy to receive it, and he's going to play it. But I don't really know in which episode, so I guess it's this episode or perhaps the next one. Anyway, you'll hear a promo for the Mac Attack at the end of this podcast. Okay, let's fire up this baby and talk about the application that I'm going to review this week. The application is called Quinn, and it's a Tetris clone. It has been rebuilt following the unwritten rules of the Neat Little Mac App standard, meaning it really is a superb, cool interface. But more about that later in the show. Current version 3.4.1, and it is created by Simon Hertel at simonhertel.de. Why do I use this application? Well, in the first place, it's fun. I know it's Tetris, it's ancient. Well, I still kind of like the game. But the main reason is because this game is the ultimate example of a good, neat little Mac Apps game. Why? Well, it's a fun game. And although it's an old game, it has been revamped and the design is beautiful. It has a lot of features, it has a lot of enhancements, and the implementation of the game and those features and those extras are flawless. The site design is perfectly in line with the way the application looks. So it's like a whole concept. You have the site, you have the application, and you have a lot of user interaction and community building options in this game. I have a soft spot for this game because it has some easy modding options also. You don't have to really hack it, but you can still change the game in such a way that it really is something for you, so to speak. So after this review, I'm quite sure you all get the game and try it out, because you'll see what I talk about. It really is cool. Okay, let's head right into the review. The first thing that you will see when opening Quinn is the basic Tetris layout. I won't be explaining the Tetris game, everybody knows that, but mainly you will see one large column that will be used where the blocks will fall down. On top of that, you have a grayed out black bar, and the look and feel of that bar is a bit like the new Apple Pro kind of look, the way their site looks. Also very slick, very smooth, very clean layout. And if you go and check the site, you will see that the same type of layout is used there as well. Now, this black bar on top of it is for this instant grayed out. It will become active once you start a game. To start a game, of course, you just click the play button in the bottom left corner. And immediately you will see that the black bar on top of the game will become active. On the left side, you will see the score. In the middle, you will see the next block that will be falling down that you will be able to use. And next to that, on the right top corner, you will see the number of lines that you have filled. In the bottom left corner again, the play button will have changed into an abort button, which you can hit if you want to abort the game at all, in total. And next to the abort button, you have the pause button. Now, as soon as I leave Quinn and click on another application, Quinn will automatically be put into the pause mode. As soon as I hit the game window again, the blocks keep falling again and the game resumes. Next to the pause button, you will have the level indicator showing you which level you're playing on right now. Next to that, you have some general function buttons. The first one is to turn the audio on or off. Next one is whether the game should show the next block or not, the next piece. And next to that, you will see the show or hide high scores. Now, if you click that, then you will be able to get a nice overview of your high scores in a very cool and nice way displayed. Also, you can choose which player high scores you want to see by just pulling or clicking the drop down menu in that window. You can hit that button at any time in the game. It will just pause the game, go to that window, or show that window, and turn back to the main game once you click the button again. Next to that, you will find the open close network drawer. And this is one of the cool modifications that this game has. You can play Quinn over a network, whether it's a rendezvous or whether it's TCP/IP, you can create your own network game. And all you have to do is hit that network button, and then the extra network panel pops out and you can just start a server. Now, the settings for that server will be put in the preferences, but I'll pause by the preferences later. First thing I want to talk now is that once you added that server, or once you started the server, you will get a main window where you will see all the players that connect to that server. And underneath of that, you have a little chat box, so you can chat amongst the players, or you can kick a player. Since you're the server, you're hosting the game, you have the right to kick players, or you can quit the server. In that same server overview panel, where you can start a server, you can also connect to other servers on your network. So for example, if somebody else on your network is starting a Quinn server, you can just hit that server and click connect, and then you're logged into that remote server and you can play a game of Tetris against someone else. Okay, now a bit more about that server stuff. You will find more info when going to the preferences of this game. The first preference window is the general preferences window, and there you can define the delay at which a piece has to move to the left or right of the screen. So for example, I put it at 0.2 seconds. That means that if I keep pushing the left button, that the block will switch to the total left of the screen after 0.2 seconds. Next tab is the network tab, and that's what I was talking about earlier. Here you can define your player name, when you go to join a specific server. Then you will be playing as that name that you play there, that you enter there, and you can choose a chat color also. Next tab is the server tab, and here you can put all the server stuff. For example, whether or not your server requires a password from clients, whether or not you allow connecting as a moderator, and you can add a password to that also, so you can have friends who connect to your server but can act as a moderator and kick people off, for example. You also have some functions for during the game. You can choose whether or not new players may connect, whether or not new players may connect but not join the game, or whether or not new players may connect and join the game immediately. Also, you can change the settings there for the determination of a winner. For example, the highest score ever reached will be the winner. The highest average score will be the winner, or the longest average play time will be the winner, or the most lines per minute is the winner. You can announce your server at the Quinn website, and this is starting to become very cool. What you can do is you can add a server name. For example, the NLMA server is my server name, and you can add a description for that server, and that means that when you start up a server, it will be announced on the Quinn server pages. And I will come back to that later. First, I'm going to round off the preferences here. You also have a last window, the tournaments window, and here you can determine the winner for tournaments. The options are the same: highest score, highest total score, longest total play time, or most lines per minute. And those are the settings for tournaments. Now let's head over to the website. Why would I even discuss the website for this game? Well, a lot of interaction between this game and other players and specific options for this game are found on that website. Now, the first thing you see on the website is its homepage, where Simon gives a sort of overview of what Quinn is. And the next tab is the servers pages. Now, if I start my game, if I start a server game on my side, it will immediately be added to that Quinn server list. Now, if I go to the server page and I refresh the page, I see my server, the NLMA space server, on that page. Now, this is starting to become cool. Okay, so if someone else wants to join me in a game of Quinn, he can just visit the simonhertel.de website, but it's perhaps better to just click the link in the show notes window. And if you go to the servers page there and you see the Neat Little Mac App server that's up, hey, feel free to hop in and click the connect button and play a game of Quinn with me. I'm looking forward to do that, actually. So you see, this is where the community building feeling hits in. You can also visit the high scores page, because once you have finished a game of Quinn on your side, you can automatically let your score be uploaded to the Quinn website, where you can choose the all-time top players, the weekly top players, monthly, the top results, the fastest players, the top countries, blah, 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 blah. And you can change my account. You will have to open an account, of course, at the website. Next tab, and this is really cool, the pieces, styles, and backgrounds pages. Now, this is really cool. Just check it out. For instance, you make an image of X pixels on X pixels. I don't know by heart anymore what it was, but if you have that image, you can simply drop it onto the Quinn play field, and the background will automatically change to that image. So, of course, you don't have to tell that twice to me. First thing I did was create a Neat Little Mac Apps feeling, touch of backgrounds, so you can download them at neatlittlemacapps.com. Just click on the link in the show notes pages and you will be automatically redirected to my page, where you can download those backgrounds. Or you can go to the Quinn homepage and click the pieces, styles, plus backgrounds page, and you can download all kinds of backgrounds and pieces that have been submitted. And when I said easy moddable, I really meant easy moddable. Now, for a background, all you have to do, and I'm going to look it up just for 1 second. Wait a minute. Okay, here it is. So all you have to do for a background image is just create an image that is 208 by 408 pixels. And you just save it as a JPEG or PNG, doesn't matter. And you just drop it on Quin and boom, it has your background. Now, this is really cool. This makes this game so easily moddable and just so way cool. You can play a game and go like, hey man, look, this is a game that really has been changed to fit my look and feel just like you would put in a background on your laptop, for example. You can do the same with your game. Now, for the blocks, the pieces, you can mod them too. And this is even more easier. All you have to do is create an image that has 140 pixels large and 20 pixels high. And you just divide that in Photoshop or some other image altering program. And you just add 4, 5, 6, 7 blocks. So if you put 7 blocks of 20 pixels, 20 on 20 pixels, and you put them next to each other in one big picture of 140 pixels by 20 pixels, and you just drop that on Quin, boom, all your blocks will be made with those items. Just download the DMG I put on my site, you'll see what I mean. Just open it up, drop it on Quin, immediately you'll have an idea of how you should create your own blocks. It really is fun to do. So, I know there isn't a contest in this episode, but I would really love it if you would just send over images or blocks to me or to the Quin website and mail it to me like, hey, I modded my own Quin and here are my backgrounds, just visit Quin. All you have to do is, I think, zip the images and just mail them to the developer. You can find the link on his homepage where you see the backgrounds and stuff. Really cool, so just send it to me, send it to the Quin homepage, but let me know if you created something for this Quin. And if you see Quin, the NLMA Quin server, be sure to hop in and we'll play a game of Quin. Next up is the version history, not really interesting. And you have also a screenshot page and a hidden preference page. Now I haven't strolled to the hidden preferences page in a long time because I was really busy with my course. So now basically what this page allows you to do is you just quit Quin, you open up terminal, you start up Quin again, and then you can give commands in the terminal. Now it's not by the interface yet, but you can give specific commands in the terminal that will allow you to change the speed of some animations, change the multiplayer rules, change the animations when rows are erased, changing the preview animation, all kinds of hacks that you can do in terminal mode. But the game itself is moddable enough for me, as a matter of fact, that I didn't really went into this deeply. Just check it out on the site, you'll see what I mean. And that concludes this review. So once again, I'm truly sorry about the audio quality. I'll do better next time. Although you have to forgive me, the weeks are very busy for me. I'll go to Amsterdam for 2 days, the Thursday and Friday again. So that really cuts into my preparation, and I have some studying to do also. I mean, Final Cut Pro, hey, it's not like it's a neat little Mac app of its own. It's quite difficult. But of course, you can always feel free to visit the site at neatlittlemacapps.com. Leave your comments there. You will find the show notes there as well. You can download the Quin background and pieces artwork there too, of course. Just click the link in the show notes. It appears right now. Go click it there. Hope you didn't fall asleep. I mean, it's Tetris, I know, but check out the program, it really is cool. Anyway, if you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you're a developer who thinks that his app is just fantastic, be sure to let me know. I'll gladly give it a shot and perhaps I'll review it in the show. You can always mail me at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com or use the feedback form on the site to send me that information. Check out also the press kit if you're interested in supporting this show. You can find that at the website also. You will find the sponsoring packages in that press kit. Of course, if you don't have a lot of cash to burn, you can just visit the Neat Little Mac Apps shop and you can buy a t-shirt or a cap there. Also, that would really help me out You can tell your friends and family about this podcast, of course. If you know switchers, just point them to my podcast and let them learn a thing or two about real hardcore tough gaming like Quinn. And you never know, they might even like it. So keep listening, of course, to the promo after this review of the Mac Attack. It really is a great Mac-related podcast. If you want some more Mac-related news, you can head over there. Just listen to the promo and it will direct you to the site. I must forget to credit the music of this podcast, and that is provided by Dark Horse. The track is called Starting Over. It's the instrumental version. Okay, that's it for this review. I'll talk to you soon. Keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network. Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
So what is the Mac Attack Podcast? Tips, tricks, and hints, Apple and Mac-centric tech news, reviews, must-have shareware, freeware, and commercial software, creating music on your Mac, file backups, file sharing, utilities, optimizing, maintenance, questions, answers, font management, wireless routers, networking, special guests from around the Mac universe, safe surfing, everything you ever wanted to know about surge protectors and UPS, iLife, graphic design, how memory works in Mac OS X, gifts for the Mac user in your life, troubleshooting, getting up close and personal with hard drives, switcher stories, securing Mac OS X. Okay, you get the idea. Join me, Steve Stanger, every week for the Mac Attack Podcast. Give it a listen on iTunes or visit the show blog at www.themacattack.us.